Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to NavWix Blog Talk Radio and Women History Month. And what better way to spend it than talking about women in construction, that is National Association of Black Women in Construction, NavWIC. And if you want to know more about who we are and what we do, go to www.navwic.org. That's NAVWIC.org. We are the voice of black women in construction. And today we have a wonderful guest, and before I say that, let me tell you who I am. I am Ursula Odom, a member of NavWIC, and proudly so. And I'm excited about the Wednesday morning show, so welcome. And for those of you out there, it's time to also, for those of you that are listening this morning, thank you. So appreciate that. And share it. Go on Facebook and let people know that they can listen right now. And you can go to our website and learn more about who we are and what we do. As I mentioned, navwic.org. And you can send an email to us. Go to the website and click on join and email, contact, all of those. You can post, tweet, and retweet and share, all of those things. We want people to know that we're here and that we're here to serve you. So now this show will introduce to you people that are members of NavWIC, which means you're only one join away from being able to be on this show yourself. So if you become a new member, call me and you can have your opportunity to share as well at some point. Okay. All right. With that being said, we're going to get started. We have a terrific guest this morning, and here's a little bit about who she is. My guest today is Patricia Rogers, and she is a retired correctional lieutenant with the Miami-Dade County Corrections after 29 years of service, where she was responsible for administrative duties, ensuring the safety of the facility and supervision of the inmate population and staff. Patricia's experience in law enforcement has landed her a second career as an entrepreneur. Co-author of a bestseller, which is Journey to the Stage, Volume 3, and she's an international public speaker, business coach, and event coordinator. Pat hosts annual networking events for entrepreneurs to connect and build their professional networks while achieving wealth. Unity and Service Incorporated, her company, focuses on educating startup entrepreneurs on how to transition from corporate America to entrepreneur, empowering individuals with the 9 steps they need to build a firm foundation as an entrepreneur so they can thrive in today's economy. Patricia is the recipient of the Social Business Icon Award and featured in the Unite for Humanity magazine, April 2017, and the winner of the Jean Lynch Lifetime Achievement Award at the Women on Fire event held in Atlanta, Georgia, and has been a guest speaker on various interview platforms. Patricia has been on stages with Paula Abdul, Kevin Harrington, Amber Heard, Bill Walsh, Eric Swanson, Nancy Matthews, and mentored by the finest leaders in the entrepreneur area. Now, with all of that, aren't you excited about hearing from Patricia Rogers, CEO, Unity and Services Incorporated? Good morning, Ms. Rogers. How are you?
Well, good morning, Ms. Ursula. How are you? I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm excited about talking to you today because I can see that you've done some pretty awesome things, and I'm ready to hear about them, and I know that our audience is too. And given that we're talking about NavWIC, I can't wait to find out what your perspective of NavWIC is. And so let's get started with that. First of all, what is NavWIC to you, and why do you think it's important?
Oh, wow, Ursula, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question. That's a really good question because NavWIC is very important. Every organization, in my opinion, is very, very important, but I'm very glad to be a part of NavWIC. up to the time that I have had an awesome experience with them. Network is important to me simply because, first of all, because people are important. And I am a firm believer that people need people. In order for us to succeed, we have to surround ourselves with people who are moving in the same direction. And after coming out of corporate America, prior to coming out of corporate America, I went to one of the NABRIC luncheons and that I was invited to. And I believe I joined the same day, because I know that the journey that I was on, it would help me to be around positive people, first of all. And secondly, the services that I was providing, I knew that it would be a good fit for those individuals who needed the services or who could benefit from the services, them, their families, and their businesses. So I immediately saw that I was in the right place, you know. And then, of course, it's a nonprofit. It's a community service that they do to help the young people. When I saw the students that they helped that came to the various luncheons, then they helped the students who were in college to prepare themselves for the future. That's always huge to me. That's always huge to me. So the monthly luncheons that they provide gives you a chance to connect with the decision makers. And basically that's where all of us as business owners want to be. We want to connect with the right people in any organization that we are trying to connect with. So it's great opportunity there for NABRIC. It's great opportunity. The platform has been set by the founder, Ann McNeil. The platform has been set. So it's up to every individual to do what they feel that they need to do in order to make. And that's great. That's huge, because it's not a selfless act. It's a platform that's set for everyone.
Wow. Now, you just said a lot. And I would imagine that no matter who you are listening to what you just said, you could benefit from it, either as from being a part of the organization itself or being a vendor or someone associated with the organization. Now, when you talked about needing the services that you provide, what services do you provide?
Well, one of the services that actually, when I went into NABRIC, the services that I was providing and I still do provide was prior to retirement. I worked for corporate America for 29 years. I worked for corporate America, and I worked in law enforcement, so I retired as a correctional lieutenant. And prior to retirement, I knew that I needed to do something to prepare myself so that I would not have to go back to work for anyone else. And the key thing for me was staying busy, keeping my mind active, and staying, again, around positive people. So I started marketing legal and identity theft services, and that provide legal protection for families, individuals, as well as business owners. So that was a service, that multi-level marketing service that I went into, and I knew that I would be traveling with those individuals. I knew I would be able to create another family, because when you work 29 years, you're not taking those same people with you. It's time for us to turn the page, change the chapter. So I knew I had, first of all, had to connect with people. And like I said before, so the services that I provide are the legal and identity theft services that protects individuals at an affordable cost. So we're talking a small membership here, a small fee for a membership, and we can pick up the phone, call an attorney anytime on any matter, and they'll write a letter on your behalf. They'll make a phone call on your behalf. Anything have to do with contracts, they will review all contracts, executive contracts, anything of that nature, anything that has to do with the living will. They'll do that because that's a part of the plan. Living wills are part of the plan. Wills, just wills in itself, and a lot of people don't do those wills until it's too late and they realize, oh, I should have had a will because of certain circumstances that comes up with the family. So when people pass, so I realized quickly when that service was introduced to me while I was working, that was very huge to me. It was just a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. Identity theft, we know what identity theft does for the people. Identity theft will actually just mess up your whole life completely, you know, and it's hard to fix it. But with our company that I work for, market the service for, they will want something. If you become a victim of identity theft, they immediately take over your case and you don't have to do anything, unlike some of the banks and different ones. They'll only do so much. But our services, legal services, will actually take over your case and restore you back to your original state if you should become a victim. And they also monitor on a monthly basis. So, again, for me, coming out of law enforcement, having to need attorneys from time to time in my work environment, when my rights were violated in the workplace, so on and so forth, I knew how valuable having access to affordable attorneys, no high hourly cost and no retainer fee. And that's what I had experienced. So I knew that it was a no-brainer to actually be able to pick up the phone, tap the app, and call an attorney and ask them anything I want. And with that came trial hours as well. So it's just a good plan. So that's really the services that I was marketing at the time I went into NABRIC. And, of course, today I'm still marketing the services to people, individuals, and I take pride in that. So
all
that's
right.
One of the services I market. And as I retired, we know that when we retire, or where I retired, and I was out doing my marketing for legal services and identity theft, and I was going out vending, and I was joining different organizations, Women's Prosperity Network, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I was just getting out there because I knew that exposure is the key. If people don't know what I have, then I'll never make a sale. So I had to connect with people. I had to go out. But in the process of me going out, I understood, okay, the more people I get in front of, then the better. You know, the more you can say what you have.
Hold on a second. You just said something that I think really needs to be repeated, and even for myself, and I know for others. When you said if mm-hmm. people don't know what you have,
mm-hmm.
then they
right.
won't. What was the rest of the statement?
I said if people don't know what you have, then you'll never make a sale. You'll never make the mark. You never make your quota.
And then all of the running around that you do makes no difference if you're putting together a product or a service and no one knows that you have those products and services. It's just a hobby that you do at home or at your office to no benefit, really, other than your own personal pleasure. But that is a key statement.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is what we call planting the seeds, and that's what I realized, and that's it's so true. You know, once you go out, I was going to Chamber of Commerce's networking events, expos, different things, and I realized, too, that it works because later on, as you move from one place to the next, and those you do your follow-ups and you do all the things that's necessary to follow up with the people, but they may not buy right then, but what I learned quickly is that the seeds, as they say, are planted, and those individuals do call at some point and at some time. And that's what's so rewarding about networking in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing that comes to mind as you say that, and that's filling up the pipeline. So a lot of times we go out looking for one sale or one interaction to actually be absolutely everything we wanted. Well, sometimes it does take time, and if you just continually go out there and pipeline, then they'll start rolling, because I think I'm in that kind of season right now. A lot of things I have done over the last 2 to 3 years are now popping up all at one time, and it is absolutely wonderful, but you can become discouraged if you don't see something, immediate gratification. So I support what you're saying. You have to get out there, but you also have to realize you have to stay out there and keep going.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's huge. And what that did for me was it took me into, after I was paying so much for vending tables here at different events, and I still do vending. I love it. And I realized that, my God, I can do this. I can host an event. And that was something that I feel that God put in my spirit, you know, because I am that person that when I go out, everybody has a voice. Everybody wants to be heard, whether they say it or not. And I realize that if I set a platform, I can set a platform, and that's one of the other services that I do, event planning for entrepreneurs. I realize that if I can set a platform, host an event, then not only will I be able to get my voice out before 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 at an event, I can get my voice out in front of as many people as I set forth to target for that event. Because I'm going to say my message, but I'm also going to call in other entrepreneurs because, again, like I said, people need people. And that was the vision that I had for my life, was to go out, do networking events. So I started in my backyard. hosting networking events in 2014 just to get my legal services out, but I would also call in other entrepreneurs to do their 60-second infomercials as well. And that's what I mean when I say we have a voice. Sometimes you can go to an event and stand at a table, but if you have a mic and you get that one 60-second infomercial, people will resonate with your voice. People will resonate with your content. People will resonate with your energy. And they will come to your table afterwards just to see more and learn more about you. So when I host my events, I make sure that all vendors get a 60-second infomercial. All vendors, are, to me, are just as important as the speakers. And, of course, our vendors come in, they set up their tables, they get to sell their products, and I'm grateful because I can certainly say that it's not one event that I've had that people do not make sales. And this is the beauty of it. And this is the beauty of it because I give God credit for that, and it confirms with me that this is what I have chosen for you. So I took it from my backyard, and then I started learning how to – that I was doing a hobby. You just said it, a hobby. It was a hobby. I was doing it. I would feed the people every what, two or three times a year. I would feed them. I would set up the tents. I would set up the tables, paying for all of this stuff. I had vendors in the backyard with their little tables and stuff for free. And what happened was the more I went out with the organizations and various organizations and I started taking the various trainings that I needed to transition my mindset from corporate America to entrepreneur, I realized that I had a business going on there. I realized I had a business. So what does Think and Grow Rich say? I was introduced to that book in the organization, Think and Grow Rich. It says that it doesn't take but one sound idea to create wealth, basically, or to achieve the success that a person is looking for. And I also learned in that book about specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge. So what is specialized knowledge? Specialized knowledge is that thing that you said could be my hobby, or those things that I'm gifted at, those things that I'm talented at, those things that we take for granted on an everyday basis that we're doing, that other people are watching us from the sideline and they're wanting to do it too. And then they're complimenting you. They're telling you, oh, I wish I could do this too. And then I had to learn through Think and Grow Rich that I had a gift. I had a business in my hand. And, of course, with the trainings I took with various organizations that actually targeted teaching us how to be entrepreneurs and teaching us how to monetize our gifts, then, of course, it all comes in full circle, and it's just amazing, you know, what I've learned since I have been an entrepreneur, and I'm enjoying the ride. A lot of work, but I'm enjoying the ride.
And obviously, you have the energy to make it happen. You were talking about having that kind of energy and exciting people to be able to listen to what you were talking about, and it is so evident that that is important because you're exhibiting it today. Now, with one thing I want to ask relative to NAVWIC and the services that you offer, too. I know when we talk about National Association of Black Women in Construction, a lot of people think in terms of just hammers and nails and tractors and cranes and things like that. So Tell me about the value of what you do or how you help people in the industry, the industry normal, I guess, or classically thought of services. How do they? How do you bridge that gap to help them understand what you do in that organization?
Well, what we did at the luncheon, what we do at the monthly luncheons, is that one good thing they do is the same thing I just said. Everybody has a voice. Everybody wants to be heard. And those 60-second infomercials are very important. And this is why also it's to me. So when we have the luncheons, everybody in the room, whether it's 60, 70, 80, 90 people, whatever, everybody in the room get that 60-second infomercial. And for me, that's called practice, practice, practice. So that was one thing I definitely took advantage of because you have to know where you're going. You know, you have to know how to say what you're going to say in a short phrase, basically, because time limits, because of the time restraints. And the way that I got the message out or I get the message out is doing that monthly luncheon. I get the message out. And then as to what I do and the services that I market, basically, and then, of course, it's up to me after the event to connect with those other individuals who have introduced themselves to see where I would be a good fit, and I can, like you said, bridge that gap. So after we all make our introductions, then the rest is incumbent upon me as the entrepreneur to connect with those individuals that I think will be a good fit for me and the services that I market. But basically, businesses, I go into the businesses that I do possibly do lunch and learns, or I go into a business and I do a presentation for the services. Again, like I said, it's not about how many people would buy right now. It's about how many people I get this message out to that perhaps will eventually see the value in the services that I market. So
okay.
That's the benefit.
When you said you have a 60-second commercial or a 60-second introduction to yourself, so that people understand what that really is, let's pretend that you're at the mic right now and you're about to give your 60-second commercial. What is it?
Okay, that's a good question, but I want to go back and share some things if it's okay, because
okay.
I want to share. I'm not just doing legal now, and what I want to share before I get into that is the fact that what happens is when you're in the workplace, when you're out there and you're looking and you're trying to develop, you are developing yourself. And what happened with me, and so interesting, is that, like they say, you may start off somewhat one place, but you end up somewhere else. And what I did not share is that by me being out there vending, I not only started my networking events myself, and it's a business, and now I don't pay that. I'm not in the red, as they say, because I've learned how to treat it as a business. And I also do public speaking. So I took various trainings on public speaking. And that's huge because public speaking, again, it gets you in front of a lot of people. So, and in the process of all of that, my 29 years of experience as a leader, correctional lieutenant, I have also developed a coaching package. So I took my 29 years of service and I took all of the trainings, all of the knowledge, the specialized knowledge that I've gained as a leader, and I have incorporated that into a coaching package called the Entrepreneur Breakthrough System. So basically what I do is I market legal, I protect your business, I also help you through those challenges that people normally would stop. So my job as a business coach is to encourage you, if you're transitioning from corporate America, is to encourage the people to stay on course, to find their vision, find their passion, take those gifts, those talents, develop them into a business, a hobby, take their hobby and develop it into a business. So what I do, and then the platform that I set for the event planning. So basically what I do is I teach people how to turn their hobbies, their talents, and their gifts into a business while providing them with the legal services that they need that will protect their business, help them start up their business legally. And I definitely help them get through the challenges, I can't say that word enough, that comes and the risk that comes with being an entrepreneur.
Okay, I had a note to ask you about the joys and heartaches of being in business in general. So when you say challenges, I guess that translates into heartaches for me. So what are some of those challenges or things that make your heart go, oh, my goodness?
Yeah.
And then how did you overcome them?
Well, the way I overcome my challenges, and you're right, Ursula, those moments come. I'm hosting an event right now, and I'm taking it to Atlanta. I've never taken an event to another state. I'm comfortable right here in Miami, Florida, where we host annually our events. And, of course, that allows me to public speak as well as share my message about how important legal is and coaching and how important it is to have a coach. And so that affords me to do that. But I'm comfortable here. I've been doing it for a few years now. And I felt led to take it out of the state of Florida and step outside of my comfort zone. So I'm going to Atlanta. And I can say one thing, that there's always going to be those moments that you like, why am I doing this? Because you get frustrated. Situations, people don't behave the way you want them to behave. You want them to behave. They're not supposed to behave the way I want them to behave. So the way I handle my challenges is, the first thing is I don't quit. That's the first thing. When a challenge comes, it rockets me into the next dimension. It rockets me because we know that we're going to have those negative things come up that's going to try to stop us from reaching our highest potential. And when we know that those things are going to come up, and when they do show up, then we have to first recognize them, and then we have to sometimes do that self-talk, you know. And I'm going to tell you something else. Sometimes in the process, people that you're associating with, you have to cut them off. Because if it's not healthy for you, if it's not helping you get where you're trying to get, if you're getting more negative vibes than you are positive, then sometimes you got to make a transition. You know, but what keeps me going? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just actually, I don't want to cut you off. I was going to relate to something about people behaving. But finish your thought, and then I'll go back to that.
Well, that's basically what I was saying, and my faith in God is the number one key. You have to have faith in business. People don't understand that, and maybe they don't because they didn't know about faith. They didn't know how important faith is. I don't know, but I believe that sometimes what stops people is the lack of faith. I have a great faith in my higher power. Some people call it the universe, but me, I choose to call it God. Call him God because it's not a situation that comes up. That when I rely on the process, and he is the process, because my life, your life, I believe in my heart, our lives are predestined. And I believe that if I stay focused, as long as I'm doing the next right thing, God has to support me because I'm representing him. I'm representing him. So it's like, okay, Big Daddy, I know you're not going to let me down. You let me down because when I fail, you fail. You know, so my faith in God is huge. It's huge. Yes, there are challenges. Yes, people hurt your feelings. Yes, all of those negative things come along, you know, but the bottom line is sometimes, as they say, Ursula, some of those individuals are not supposed to be with you on that journey anyway. So the universe, God, he allows you to see what you need to see, and now the choice is up to us as to whether we want to stay stuck in that or whether we want to let it go and keep moving, because this world, this is a big old world out here. And Unity in Service tagline is people need people. And you know what? As long as I keep going out there meeting people, I'm going to eventually meet the right person to help rocket me to that next dimension, that next step. And that's exactly what I'm experiencing since I've been retired in 2016 from corporate America.
That's a great segue to what I was picking up on when you talked about people not behaving. I was thinking about that transition from corporate America to entrepreneurship because one of the things that I had to adjust to is that I was in corporate America as well and in management. And when you're in management, you have positional authority. People basically have to do what you tell them to do in one form or another, or they have to hit the road, okay? So you can get things done that you want to get done. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. If the people don't do it, you just change the people, right? However, when you get out on your own and you have to work with people that are volunteering or doing something just because they want to do it, or you're partnering with someone and they may not be what they say they are, it's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You know? And you end up doing a lot of things by yourself. Well, if I have to teach you how to do it, I'll just do it myself. But, you know, you can't grow unless you do have a team. And I'm working on that in a big way. But when you talk about the nature of people, that is where, to me, the challenge really lies, is finding the right people. And when you find them, how to work with them. Because sometimes the personalities don't match either, but they got the right skill that you need. So, to me, that's pretty awesome to make that transition successful. Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that, and then that goes right back to what I said before, because every time I host an event, I have not yet developed a team that is there every event. But for some reason, and I know it's just the way the unit of God works, you know, works in all of us, he always provides. He always provides. And my desire is to have a team of people who see the vision, but it's like I get a team that sees the vision for that event, and then it's like the next event, somehow they come from somewhere, you know, but I got another team. So I've come to the conclusion, okay, I'm going to roll with what I have, because one thing about it, God makes provisions for his people. So I may not have that team that's there every event because I have not arrived there yet. And it takes that right there, Esther, it takes me back to the fact that we have to have patience. on this journey of success and in this journey of entrepreneurship, and you said something very valuable about work, the difference in corporate America and the difference in working for people who are on a voluntary basis. Corporate America, you're right. I was in management too, and that's the very thing that sticks out to me. If you ask me what my biggest challenge is accepting the fact that I can't just delegate anymore. I can't just tell people what to do and get the job done. Now it's like I'm here, I'm by myself, and I have to pay people now. You know, that's why they call them virtual assistants. I have to pay people now if I want the help that I need. And even sometimes that don't, like you said, sometimes I feel like, well, why am I paying so on this money when really, I'm still doing as much work, if not more, than what I did was doing before. But then it's not on the virtual assistant side. They're going to do what you tell them to do. But there are some things I believe as an entrepreneur that I don't care how many people you have on your team and how many people you get involved, there are some things that you're still going to have to do yourself. Because that idea, that vision that was given to you, it was given to you. It wasn't given to them. So you're right. Sometimes you may just have to sit down and do certain things yourself because that is your vision.
Now, speaking of vision, what are some of your long-term goals? Where do you want to go?
My long-term goal is to I'm going to go global with my business, with my events. I'm going to go global with my events. I'm doing, as they say, you take your hobby and you turn it into a business, and you create your fortune that you deserve, that you want, you deserve. And as I have, like they say, Napoleon Hill says, you got to put it on paper. And as I look at the numbers, I can do quite well in hosting my events. And the best part about that is, In my presentation at the event, I'm still incorporating my legal services. That's a part of my package. My clients get 6 months of services with that, with their coaching package. Also, I get to teach them how to speak on a stage, how to speak, overcome the fears of their public speaking, because that's a part of my package. I host networking events, so of course, who's going to get the platform? The clients that I serve is going to get an opportunity to share their services, their products, and their merchandise in front of the audience, as well as get the experience they need to get in front of people, you know. So, and the coaching part of it, leadership, it's all about inspiring people to just keep going and just take that to the next level. So as for me, I see myself going globally, taking my events in various states. And I have had so many people on LinkedIn, different places, oh, do you do this in Texas? Do you do this in Alabama? Do you do this? They're asking me those questions, and I'm going to tell you something about that. Sometimes we have to listen to the people. I'm hosting my event in Atlanta, and already we're up to about 50 people. We can only seat 100 in that venue, but I'm already up to 50 people. And, I mean, you know, so it's all about getting out there, meeting people, knowing people, and getting on that social media. You got to work that social media just like you're talking to a person. Just checking like is not going to get it, because like does not allow a person to get to know me. I can go on and on and on and on, but I have quite a bit of services that is included in our Entrepreneur Breakthrough System, which we haven't launched yet, but we'll be launching this year. But meantime, I go out and I speak and I practice. So that's one of my long-term goals, because in public speaking, I cover everything. The business aspect for the coaching, I cover the legal aspect is included in my plan, and I have a passion for legal and identity theft services. I've learned how to implement that into my plan based on boot camps of public speaking that I've attended, a lot of different trainings with Women's Prosperity Network, International Power Team. I get out there and I get with these millionaires. I'm going to say it like it is. I get with these millionaires who've been out there for years, who knows what they do, and guess what, Ursula? Those are the individuals who are on my stages today. So how does that happen? How does that happen? It happens through hard work, commitment, consistency, and a belief in yourself that you will achieve whatever it is that your heart desires. And I love
you. And that's so obvious. Now, you just answered what I was about to ask you, but maybe you have something else that you can add to it. I was going to ask, what advice do you give to the new NABWIC member? I mean, they're all excited about being a part of the organization, but don't have a clue about what they need to do in order to maximize their association with us. So what would you advise?
Well, what I would advise, and I'm glad you asked that question. That's a really good question, Ursula. What I would advise to them is based on, I would advise that, first of all, they have to pick up the phone. That's just my advice. People have gotten away from the human touch. I call it the human touch. Everything is text, 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 email, email, email. The bottom line is this. You cannot work all of those platforms. Some people basically, let me say, rephrase that and say it like this. Everybody doesn't work all platforms. So therefore, if I'm looking for something or if I'm trying to attach to an organization, and I did it quite often in NABWIC, and I still do, other organizations I'm in, Women's Prosperity Network, I pick up the phone when I need a question answered or when I need something to know something, I find the person to get the answer. And that's the one thing sometimes we don't do, people don't do, is they don't take action. They don't reach out for themselves to get what they're really looking for, because the answers are there. But sometimes we have to go that extra step, and we have to reach out to people. Sometimes I just get on the phone and call people, you know, just to say hi, you know. But people have gotten away from that, and it's amazing the results that you get, just the excitement in people's voice, just to know I thought about you. But those same people may one day be a client. But in order to be successful when they're coming in as a new member, they have to build credibility. Credibility means you have to allow, for me, means you have to allow people the opportunity to get to know you, to get to know who you are and what you do. And if we stand off by the sidelines waiting on stuff to just drop out of the sky and waiting on those individuals who are in position to call us, that's not the answer for me, because those individuals have things to do as well. Those individuals are trying to reach out to other people for their resources too, but I'm sure those individuals are always available. So the first thing they need to do is start calling people in the organization, getting acquainted with people, and that's where I am the National Membership Chair of NABWIC, and that's where it has been an advantage in a sense as far as meeting people. You know, sometimes I may call a person, a member, for whatever the reason may be, you know, and come to find out I'm like introducing myself, and they already know who I am. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, because people are always watching, and when you leave a good legacy and when you're leading by example, the word is out there before you even get out there, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a good deal. That's a good deal. But I would suggest that they reach out to other people, get involved, be consistent, be persistent, and be committed to the cause. A lot of times people say, well, I'm going to do, like you said, I'm going to do it, but then they don't do it. And you have to be true to your word. You have to be true to your word.
Well, I have to tell you, as a membership chairperson, you just did your job because you just motivated one of your members. When you say that you have to pick up the phone, well, you know, there are some of us that are shy, but we can get out there and make things happen. But the thing that you do most is send that email, because that's the safest thing to do. But they can ignore those emails too, and I've had that happen the last couple of weeks. So I said, okay, she's talking to
Absolutely.
Me. I need to pick
Absolutely.
Up the phone.
You do. And even when you're sending emails, I'm going to tell you something about that part, right? What you just said, when you're sending emails, sometimes you may get that. Those are little things, those are little interferences that come to shake you up and shake you, get you off course too, because those people are not responding the way, like I said, people, we think they should respond. Well, I know I sent them emails, they're not responding. But guess what? Those people may have not even seen that email. This is why
That's
we have
true.
To utilize every social media platform as possible when we are trying to achieve our goal. We can't just sit back and assume social media, Facebook, is going to get me a membership. No, I got to do more than that Facebook, because everybody on Facebook is moving around and doing their thing too. So, yes, you're right. You have to be personal, and you have to pick up the phone, because everybody's not even seeing emails today. Probably 90% of the people are on text, are on mobile. And if you don't use this phone, you're leaving money on the table. Mm. And that's just how I like to say it. And, you know, I have a a document that I wrote, four bad habits that cost entrepreneurs money. And that's one of them. Not picking up the phone, not clearing their emails, not checking the voice messages, not setting up the voice messages. How many times you got on the phone and heard somebody say, oh, this person has not set up their voice message?
Yes.
See, so these are habits that we have that can prevent us from succeeding, because one membership alone in anything we do, one client, one customer, whatever we have, we want to label it, one person can always make that difference, because that one person you give service to, you never know how many other people they are connected to that will share the message. I've already, like I said, I've already booked about 50 seats right here. I went on social media, talked to one girl. She ended up sending me a photographer from Atlanta. She ended up, the photographer sent me the videographer from Atlanta, and so on and so forth. The point is, you just never know who knows what. I got another girl last night. She sent me a vendor from an event she went to the night before. A young lady called me the next night. She wanted to be a vendor. And these people are in Miami. These people are traveling to Atlanta. How awesome
wow.
is that? How awesome
that
is that?
Awesome.
You know,
that's
so
awesome.
Our speakers are coming from California, coming from New York, coming from Chicago. These people, bigwigs, I mean, I call them bigwigs, because in my opinion, I'm still in training, you know. One of my coaches said, until you did it about 100 times, you're still in training. I'm like, okay. So whatever it is, you know, getting in front of people, you got to consistently get in front of people, you know. But you got to use those platforms, Ursula. And I think
and
you're
to
good
that,
at that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I think you're good at that. I've been watching you.
Oh.
I think I finally connected with you the other night. And then I also membership checking my emails for the NABRIC organization membership site. I think you introduced NABRIC to Alignable, which is another platform. There's so many platforms out there. And they've been sending us emails to my membership site for the longest. You know, and I jump on and try to do what I can do. But, again, we do need people, and we do need people in the organization to help take on some of the tasks. And I appreciate you for, you know, starting that Alignable. And like I told you, I think the other day, we are going to pursue that, because I got a ton of emails that will need to be addressed. So I want to say thank you so much for being a part of the membership team. I didn't tell you that yet, and I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, too. I'm enjoying every minute of it. But to make sure that our audience doesn't get angry with me, we need to let them know how to get in touch with you, because I'm sure they're going, well, how do I reach her? How do I get in touch with her? So here's your opportunity to tell them who you are again and how to reach you.
Okay, my name is Pat Rogers. Thank you, Ursula. My name is Pat Rogers again. I am the CEO of Unity in Service, where people need people. I'm a retired correctional lieutenant of 29 years in service. I am a business coach. I'm also a best-selling author, co-author of Journey to the Stage, and I also am an event coordinator and an international public speaker. So I am on a roll, following my vision, following my passion. I make big investments in myself, and if you would like to connect with me, everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs some guidance. If you just want to ask a question, give me a call, and you can reach me at 786-515-5015, and my email address is pat@unityinservice.net. pat@unityinservice.net, and my web address is unityinservice.net.
All right. Well, this has been a wonderful, absolutely wonderful interview with you. I've enjoyed it on a personal basis, so
awesome.
I can imagine that the audience has too. So thank you so much. And that's a wrap for today. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we had a wonderful guest this morning, Ms. Pat Rogers, and all the wisdom and information that she shared with us this morning will last us for another week at least. And with that being said, join us again next week, every Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning. We are here, and in the future, we hope that you will be too, not only listening, but being a part of NADWIC, National Association of Women in Construction. Take care. Have a great week.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.